All right, you're listening to Inside the Huddle with Coach Bill Zwan. Coach, that was a tough game last week at Shepherd. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably one of the worst losses I've had since I've been a coach here on a couple of different levels. Number one, the score was not good, and we played poorly. The thing that I thought we were getting over defensively, which was missed tackles, really showed up Saturday. We missed tons of tackles. And it looked like a time where we did not give great effort, which makes you really nervous when you know your team doesn't give great effort. So it was a very frustrating game, a long bus ride home. Tough day yesterday, Sunday, as we talked through it all with the players. And, you know, we've got three games left, and we got to battle and try to get them up and get them excited about playing three games. The truth is, Austin, where I am right now is I thought we had a really good football team coming out of the spring. We added some pieces over the summer with some transfer kids. So I thought, boy, we're going to be a pretty good football team. And we have not come anywhere close to that. So I am flustered, whatever word is. I just cannot understand how far away from being a good football team we are. And well, we've had some injuries. I mean, we were four or five starters down on defense, a couple starters down on offense. But, you know, everybody has injuries, so you can't blame injuries. We should be in a position where if we have starters down, we should be able to play with Shepherd, not get blown out by them. So, you know, I'm probably as low as I've been as a football coach here at Westchester for a couple of reasons. One, I can't figure out the answer, and that's, boy, is that tough as a coach. Two, we're so far away from where I thought we would be. And three, we got three games left, and I got to try to get this group to battle back and play hard for the last three games. And when you're 4-4, not a lot looking forward to, it's hard to get guys to battle back and play hard. So that's my job. That's what I got to get done. But I probably am, you know, as low as I've been, really.
You mentioned you were talking with the players afterwards. How do you feel like their headspace is with it?
You know what? It's hard to say. I was watching film with the wide receivers yesterday. They were actually in good spirits. They're frustrated. Everybody's frustrated, you know, like I said to the team as a whole. I don't have the answer. I'm as, you know, disappointed as you guys are. So I can't really give you a great answer. But at least the, like I just was talking about, the kids got in the weight room. They worked hard in the weight room. They put some music on. They were bouncing around and dancing some to the music and everything, which, you know, normally as a coach, I want the weight room to be more of a focused area. But I just felt like yesterday I was glad to see them kind of loosen up a little bit and kind of, you know, at least feel good for a couple hours there. And I don't know. I'm hoping. I didn't really say a whole lot to them. No, I don't have an answer for them. So I just basically talked to them about the fact that we have three games left. And, you know, I asked them to just give me everything they've got for three games. And that's what I'm hoping. Okay, so truthfully, we've had some quarterback issues throughout the season. We, you know, both Coop and Ethan have struggled at times. They both played good at times, but they've been so inconsistent. It's been hard for us to, you know, kind of settle on where we wanted to go. We decided to take a look at Brody McAndrew, who transferred in from New Hampshire. And we actually had been starting, put him on offense a few weeks ago, start getting him to learn the offense. We had him throw the ball a few times over the last couple of weeks, but he's got a sore shoulder. So he can't make all the throws. He can make some of them, but not all the throws. So our thought was at some point we were going to try to get him some quarterback reps, but we backed off of that when he couldn't really throw. Ethan got hurt in the Shippensburg game. He got his ribs x-rayed. They're not broken, cracked or anything, but it still has some soreness and pain. So he can throw, but it hurts him a lot to throw. So we just simply said we would make him an emergency quarterback if we needed to use him on Saturday. And then Coop had a struggle in the first half. He had a few turnovers. He just wasn't playing great for us. And he got banged pretty hard twice. So his shoulder was bothering a little bit at halftime. So we decided to just go with TJ. TJ was the last man standing to a certain extent. Plus, we wanted to look at TJ and see what he could do. And I thought he did some good things. You know, he'll admit it that he was nervous when he got out there, which, you know, he hadn't played in a few years, so that would make sense. But so he did some good things. He did some not so good things. So, but it was good that at least we got him out there. We got his feet wet. We got to see him a little bit, see what he really can do, what he's good at, that kind of thing. So I was glad we got TJ out there. You know, it's not a great setting for him to be in, but at least we got him out there.
The next question is from Charlie in Philly. We saw more of Daquan Robinson and Deshaun Jacobs on Saturday afternoon, adding additional dimensions to the ground game talk. Talk about what you've seen out of a pretty young group of running backs so far this season.
Yeah, in fact, I was just thinking about the fact that we really haven't been able to replace Jaden from last year. Jaden McKenzie. Those guys are young. They're going to be good, but they're young. And they do some really good things, but then there's times where they don't quite see the hole or whatever. But that's going to come. And so they have to play. So we're going to keep playing the young guys. I really think they're talented. We had brought Trey Blair in as a transfer to kind of hope he could take over at least part of that role. And he's been hurt pretty much the whole year. And we have not, he hasn't, and he's out for the year now. So we haven't really been able to get Trey, you know, going. So that'll happen in the spring. And then Deshaun has had some good, done good things, in particular on the kickoff returns. And Daquan has played well at times. And Jay Will has played well at times. So I really like them all. And we'll have a nice battle in the spring. But we can't really – I thought when Jaden left, I thought, you know, we probably have enough talent to fill in for him, but it hasn't really worked out that way. We haven't really had the running back game that we were hoping for.
Then last question is from Josh in Oxford. Heard a WC mention on Fox yesterday after winning – first start by former Shepherd quarterback Tyson Bagan. What does an opportunity like this or like early success do for the PSAC and Division II football as a whole?
So I think it's really kind of neat. Sorry about that. And I heard on ESPN Scott Van Pelt saying, hey, a year ago to this day, he was throwing three touchdown passes and running for a touchdown against Westchester. So we got on ESPN, not necessarily for a great reason, but we got on there. And then, so I think just from that whole thing, I mean, everybody's been kind of blowing it up about the PSAC and Shepherd and Division II football and everything. So it's all good publicity, whether he had three touchdowns and running touchdown against Westchester. Westchester said on ESPN, people heard our name. That's, you know, what is it? There is no such thing as bad publicity or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of a sudden our name's out there on ESPN. So that's kind of neat.
All right. Well, I see a couple players coming in. So I'm looking forward. Favorite part of the show.
All right. Sounds good. All right, so we have Jaleel Davis Shabazz, who is our special teams player of the game from this past week. He had 9 tackles total in the game. He got into the game as a safety for most of the second half also. So, Jaleel,
yes, sir.
Kind of tell everybody about us. You're a true freshman, so tell everybody about you and your family and where you're from and all that kind of thing.
How you doing today, everybody? My name is Jaleel Davis Shabazz. I'm from North Philadelphia. I went to Roman Catholic. I graduated from Roman Catholic. And my family, not so big. I grew up near like Temple Dale, North Philly. Like if anybody knew where like 17th and Cecil B. Moore is around that area. And I grew up just playing football as a kid. And Just trying to make it.
So tell us about your family. You any brothers and sisters?
Yes. I have four sisters, and I have three brothers. I'm the youngest, though. I'm the youngest from all my siblings. Like, I'm 6 years apart from my closest sibling. My one brother is in the Air Force. He lives in Italy.
Okay.
And then my two other brothers was incarcerated. And then my sisters, and I have four sisters, and they like one of them passed away, and my my three other ones, my one sister, she lived like in Uptown. My other sister live in North Philly.
So now, who do you actually live with?
My grandma. My grandma, she took care of my whole family ever since I was younger.
Yeah.
She always took care of my whole family. She made sure the whole family was okay ever since I was young. Yeah. Anything you need, you always call. We call her Nanny.
Yeah.
So we always call her Nanny. And anything we need.
Now, when you decided you wanted to go to college, who handled all that? Who applied? Who helped you with it all?
I did everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing everything myself since I was like in ninth grade, eighth grade. Because my grandmother, she's real old, and she don't really know how to work the phone or do everything.
Or computers or anything like that.
And I did everything. And my mom had got sick when I was in seventh grade. She lost the ability to walk and everything. So nobody really was able to help me.
And with you being 6 years younger than everybody else.
My brother, when we was living in North Carolina, my brother went into the Air Force.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth or fifth grade. So he's been gone ever since then.
So you basically do everything yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you did. And including recruiting. You showed up one day and came in and talked to us and said, Coach.
Yeah, I need a good story.
This is my story, and I'm coming to Westchester, and I hope you guys will let me play football.
Yes, sir.
And we were so impressed by your story and the fact that you did everything yourself and how much you've done, you know, for yourself in your lifetime, that we thought, we got to take this kid. He's going to be a great kid for us. And you have been. You really have. So talk a little bit about your grades. How did you do in high school?
I did excellent. I always did all my work in school. Even since I was younger in kindergarten, I never wanted to get in trouble, so I don't talk in school. And I always had good grades. I always had an A average in school.
So where did that work ethic come from?
I think not wanting to fail, just wanting to be successful.
Yeah.
Seeing all my brothers and siblings, even I love my brothers to death, but they messed up, and I didn't want to mess up. But my one brother in the Air Force, he was always smart too. He was always smart. But as my mom say, I was the smartest because I always he didn't really love math. I love math. I love number.
Mm-hmm.
So I always just not wanting to fail, always just wanting to be something better than my siblings and able to provide for my family. Even like when I was going through the recruiting stage, when I was in 10th grade and everything, and I was talking to every other school, I always tell them I just want to provide for my family. So like generations to come, my families have something to fall back on and everything.
All right. So now what's your major here?
Business accounting.
Business accounting. Is that what you want to get into, accounting at some point? Because you love math?
Yeah, I'm probably going because in my one class, my FYE class, first year's experience, the talkers that came in and talked to us, and there was some people that's in the School of Business that can you can double major.
Yep.
So I was thinking about double majoring in the School of Business with a minor in like finance or marketing.
That'd be a great idea. Because you get finance or marketing behind you, that's going to help you after you graduate.
Yep.
All right. So how about your favorite class? You said math is your favorite subject, but do you have a favorite class that you've taken either in high school or something you like right now?
One of my favorite classes I took in high school was my entrepreneur class.
Okay.
The teacher named Mr. C. He was a bald-headed guy, but he was so funny. And he actually, I didn't really like talking to people that much. And he forced us to get up out of our seat and talk in front of the class like every week. So shout out Mr. C.
So that made you kind of come out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah, my entrepreneur class. He taught us a lot in that class, my entrepreneur class.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. All right, now let's talk football for a little bit. So play defensive back. What is there a person, like a player that you kind of copy? Is there somebody that you look at and say, that's the kind of guy that I want to be like?
I like a few guys. I like Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. He was on TV last night, you know.
Yes.
On the sidelines, not playing.
Yeah. He was
and when the Eagles beat
place.
The beat the Dolphins, by the way.
Yep. Deion Sanders. I like Ray Lewis. I love Ray Lewis' story.
Yeah.
About you look up the story about the 52 cards. I love that.
But you would probably model yourself more with Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey. That's the guy. All right, now how about like from a football standpoint, what do you think is your best attribute?
My physicality.
Yeah,
I love
hitting.
Physical.
Yeah.
Ever since I was younger, I just love to tackle. I think my physicality.
Yeah, and you run pretty well. You're pretty athletic, but you definitely are a tough kid. You like to hit for sure. All right, now, as you prepare for games, is there anything you do during the week specifically? Do you like to watch film? Do you, as you're looking at the film, what kind of things are you looking for?
I love to watch film. I've always been watching film, like, since Little League. I played for a Little League team, North Philly Aztecs. I don't know if you know them.
So, I've heard of the Aztecs.
We used to be called the Swag Boys. So we've been watching film. I've been watching film ever since I was seventh grade, but it always increased. Every year in high school, then in college, it got serious. Because in college, we watch film 2 hours a day, and even longer when you go home and you watch film even longer. So I say watching film is a major thing to see what your opponents like to do, what kind of offense, what kind of routes the receiver's running, see what you up against, like see what you facing, how physical are they, what key things they like to do, like do they like to, when there's a run, do they like to relax and just sit there, or key things you can understand. So in college, it taught me a lot about film, because film is a major thing. So I say film, and then I watch so much film before the game, like on Saturday, I like to just relax and just think about, I just like to think about a big moment I make in a game or anything and try to help my team win and be successful.
So if Jalen Ramsey is your kind of role model from a football standpoint, who's your role model? Who do you look at and say, from a life standpoint, who's your role model?
As a life standpoint, who my role model? I don't really think I have one.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you developed all these characteristics basically on your own.
Yes, sir.
Your hard work and your
yes. It's a story I like to listen to. It's by Inky Johnson.
I know Inky Johnson. Sure.
He was on Tennessee Titans, and he was broke his whole life. He was like very, very poor. And then in one moment, it changed his whole life from getting injured. But I love watching Inky Johnson. Like when I was a kid and I listened to that story, that really like impacted me a lot. I'll say Inky Johnson, sir. I love that story.
All right, that's great. Now, how about your music? What kind of music do you like?
I like R&B more than rap.
Okay.
So like before a game, I listen to like R&B.
Yeah.
I listen to like, I like old school too. Like, Keith Sweat, Luther Vandross, Al Green. So they always say I'm old soul. Like my friends and stuff. So I like R&B.
Well, so they were playing some music in the weight room yesterday. Everybody was dancing to it. Yeah, you dancing to that music? You like that music, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a lot of guys were dancing to that yesterday. All right, how about movie? Was there a movie you like? Any particular movie?
He Got Game.
Yeah.
It's with Ray Lewis and Denzel Daniel Washington.
Yeah.
He Got Game. That's one of my favorite movies.
How about TV? Do you watch TV?
Yes.
And what's your favorite
Power.
TV show?
What Power. Is it?
Power?
Power.
Yeah,
I
okay.
watch Power.
Okay.
I love Power.
Do you like cartoons too or no?
Yeah, I used to, when I was growing up, I watched cartoons a lot, but I always watched ESPN.
Yeah.
ESPN, the Hallmark Channel, the cooking Channel, and They sell houses.
That's great.
When I was younger.
All right, now how about your teams? What's your favorite team, football team?
The Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders? No way. They lost to the Giants yesterday.
They lost bad.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you not an Eagles fan?
Because when I was growing up, I found out about RG3. He's my favorite player ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, you hear your friends like, you can't be a bandwagon. You can't be a bandwagon. So
people aren't letting you jump on the bandwagon now. Yeah. How about other sports, baseball, basketball, that kind of thing?
Basketball, My favorite player is Damian Lillard. So wherever he go.
So now you're a Bucks fan?
Yeah, I'm a Bucks fan.
Okay. About baseball? Baseball fan?
Baseball, the Phillies.
Yeah, I got to do the Phillies.
My pop-up.
He loves the Phillies.
He loves the Phillies. He's one guy for my kindergarten graduation. He took me to the Philly game.
Did he really? That's great.
Ryan Howard was his favorite player.
Yeah. All right. And then again, the Phillies got a big game tonight. See if they can pull it off tonight.
Yep, I'm going to watch it.
Okay. All right. Now, how about tell people something that about you that they would be surprised to hear?
I do everything on my own.
You do everything on your own.
Yep. People,
do you cook for yourself and everything?
Yeah, I learned how to cook while I was young. Yeah. My grandmama always cooked. But, like, some stuff I cook better than my grandmama. My grandmama's fantastic cook. But her pancakes, she got the best pancakes.
She got the best pancakes.
So I don't like making pancakes. But anything else, I'm a real good cook.
You're a good cook.
I'm a real good cook.
It's amazing how much stuff you do. All right. How about your favorite football memory?
My favorite football memory? I would say when I was in seventh grade, when I was younger and I won the national championship. For the Aztecs?
Yeah,
for the Aztecs. Or my favorite football. That's hard. That's a kind of hard question.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of moments.
There's a lot of good moments.
In your life that play a key part in life. So my favorite moment, I couldn't pick one for real, though. I don't think I could pick one.
All right, that's all right. Okay. All right, so how do you like Westchester so far?
I love Westchester. Westchester is a great school for schooling, and everybody be on all together, basically.
Yeah.
Especially on the team. I love the team. That's my favorite thing about the whole school is the team. I love the team.
A lot of good guys.
Yes, sir.
A lot of good guys. And they all hang out together. And they keep an eye out for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, now how about we got Halloween coming up. So do you normally do a Halloween costume?
I used to do it when I was younger. I tell some every year I was always a football player.
Okay.
But I was like a superhero with it. So I would be like a Superman football player. So okay. I have my shoulder pads on and my cleats and my pads on, but I have like a Superman costume over top. But I was always a football player when I was younger. Then as I got older, I really celebrate Halloween because it kind of in Philadelphia, a lot of people don't trick or treat no more because it's so bad.
Yeah.
But this year, I might.
Here at Westchester, there'll be a lot of Halloween stuff going on, so you got to think of a costume.
Probably like a doctor or something.
Be a doctor. Okay, that sounds good. All right, so what's your relationship status?
I got a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
From home? Or out here at Westchester?
Here.
Okay, so you met her here?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Fee.
What is it?
Fee.
Okay. Fee. You got to say her name. She may listen, buddy. When she hears you on a podcast, she's going to listen.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right, so tough loss Saturday. Wasn't a great game for us, but you played a really good game, and you never quit and battled all the way to the end. And now we got Lock Haven coming up, so we got to get that win out there. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. A lot of my old teammates is on Lock Haven.
Oh, yeah, that's so right. Yeah.
I talk to them a lot. They like my best friends I'm really close with. And I'm happy we're going to go get a win.
Yeah.
Play good. The whole team play good. I feel like we're going to get a win this week. We is going to get a win. You got to speak everything to the world positive.
So, Julio, I wanted to make sure everybody heard about you, heard about your story, because when we heard about your story, we immediately said we fell in love with you. This is a kid we got to have.
Yeah.
And we knew that Westchester would be a good place for you because Westchester takes care of kids. And you'll be taken care of the whole time you're here. But you are such a great role model for young kids who have, you know, situations that are tough to handle. You've handled them all and done great in school and really – you're going to do really well going forward. And I'm excited to have you on our program, but I really wanted the people to hear about you and get to know you because you're a special young man.
Thank you, buddy.
Good job.
Thank you.
With Robbie Longo, who's our offensive player of the game this week. Robbie with two touchdown catches. Are they your first two touchdown catches?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, Rob, let's start out by talking a little bit about where you're from, your parents, your family. And let us know a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Springfield, Pennsylvania. I got four brothers and sisters.
Older,
one,
younger?
One older, three younger.
Okay.
And my parents, my dad went here.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he played soccer here. And then my mom went to St. Joe's.
Okay. Now, what did your dad major in here?
He was communications.
A communications major. And you have, is your older sibling?
She goes to Eastern.
So she's at Eastern.
Yeah.
What's she majoring in?
She's social work.
Okay.
Like she likes to do like help out all the communities and stuff. Sure. So she does well.
And how about your youngers?
Where are they at? My younger brother's at O'Hara.
Okay.
My sister's at Springfield, and then my youngest sister's in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they look up to you as a role model?
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
They like.
I mean, you're playing college football. And...
Yeah. I was home yesterday, and they like. I mean, it's good to be home seeing them.
Yeah. And especially after getting a couple touchdown catches.
Yeah. They're excited. Pretty cool.
All right. So, what's your major?
I switched into health and PE this year.
Okay.
So trying to get my teacher cert and become a gym teacher, or it's either going to be that or medical sales, because I got a lot of family in medical sales.
You do?
Yeah.
Is your dad in that?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He started out in that.
Okay, so when he graduated from here with what degree? Communications,
yeah.
What did he start out in communications?
Or no, so he just used he didn't use his degree. He just went right to medical sales.
Right into sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, now how about does your sister play any sports?
No, she.
How about your younger?
Yeah, the younger ones do. Yeah, brother plays. He plays golf and lacrosse at O'Hara.
Okay.
My sister goes to Springfield, plays soccer, lacrosse, and basketball.
She does. Okay.
And then my youngest sister plays every single sport she can.
Okay. Yeah. So where does the athleticism come from? Your mom or your dad?
My dad.
Your dad.
Yeah, my dad.
Your mom's okay with you saying that?
Yeah.
All right.
She knows.
So how about your favorite class so far you've taken here, or maybe a class that you really liked in high school?
We had in high school, we had a Live Fit class. It was just like a lifting class.
Okay.
That was always fun. and then here, it was probably, I like microeconomics. I had my freshman year.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. All right. So now your future goal is to become a PE teacher.
Yes.
Or go into medical sales.
Yes.
So if you became a PE teacher, would you think about getting into coaching?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Would you want to stay involved in athletics?
Oh, yeah.
So
sure.
If you got into medical sales, you might try to
I would still try to coach. It would probably be a little tougher the first couple years.
It is, but
I would definitely try. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Now, from a football perspective, what would you say is your best quality?
Football-wise, probably my hands.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say
as
catching the ball.
Receiver,
certainly,
one of the most important things. Now, how would you? What would you say or is the thing that you want to keep getting better at?
My route running. Okay. I would say that's probably like the. I mean, it's always the hardest.
From high school to college.
Yeah.
It changes a lot.
Yeah, you can tell it's different.
Yeah, you can get away with some things in high school and college. A little bit better athletes, and you got to kind
of
stay in the route a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get prepared for a game? So during the week, what do you try to do specifically? And then on game day, what do you do?
Well, during practice, I just try to see like what their defense is doing, so I know where to be when I run my route, and then just watching their film.
Just looking for coverages?
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Do you look at personnel much, or do you mainly look at the coverages?
Not really. More just like the coverage and where like they're typically – like their safeties and corners are.
Yeah.
So I know where to be.
Okay. All right. So then what about game day?
Game day depends. If we're home – we go get the breakfast. Yeah. Usually me and Gillen go to Wawa.
Okay.
And then me and Kohler always come out here early and throw.
Okay.
I like that. But away games is different because we're at the hotel and then go.
Yeah, it's a little harder to do that kind of thing. But you and Kohler probably still get out and throw early
thing
on
your
away games. Any like superstition stuff or anything?
Nah,
like
nah. I'm
nothing
not,
like that?
Nah.
Okay. All right. So – from a football standpoint, like, is there a player that you say, you know, I'm trying to model myself after this particular player?
Julian Edelman was always mine growing up.
Yeah, okay.
Just because, like, they were always winning, and, you know, you could always watch him on TV. And he's, like, he's basically like me.
Yeah.
You know, same size, same, like, the slot position.
He just kind of gets open.
Always,
and,
yeah.
You know, great route runner.
Oh, yeah.
And always makes plays. Always
plays.
So how about like from in life, like who's your role model in life? Who do you trust?
My dad.
Your dad.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then what characteristics do you think you've inherited from your dad?
Just he's always determined. Like he He started his own like nonprofit organization.
He did.
Yeah. So he's really determined, and he always tries to get with like, he's a great person. And yeah. I try to model and like be like humble like him and just be like a great person.
Okay.
I try.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now how about, we talked about your younger brothers and sisters. What do you do to try to be like their role model?
I mean, it's just like, they always ask me for advice and stuff, which mm-hmm. is nice. And I don't sugarcoat anything with them. Like I tell them what I think they should do or what they shouldn't do.
Yep.
Like my brother, for instance, he got hurt. And I dealt with injuries too in sure. high school. And he like was having trouble playing. And I was like, you should just try switching your sport. So that's why he went try to play golf, because it's less on the body. Like he used to play sure. soccer. So
yeah. And if you're a good athlete, like that. You can adapt to golf, yeah, especially yeah. at a younger age.
Oh, yeah.
When you're older, like me, you suck at golf. That's the way it is. So, all right. Now how about like when you're, talking to your younger brothers and sisters, is there, like when they're, you see them watching you, okay. So like, do you talk to them about your game and them, like, if they watch your games and everything, you talk about the game and what happens in the game and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, like not a lot of them, they're not really into football.
Okay.
Like I don't know how I got into football. Cause like my dad never played, like, yeah, nobody yeah. else played football. But like now that I play, like my yeah. mom is super into it.
She is.
Yeah. Okay. She loves, she always like,
and
she's
then,
probably
come
the
to
most.
All the games?
Yeah. So they come to the home games.
Yeah.
But the way she went to the Millersville game, yeah. But yeah, they try to get to as much as possible, but it's hard with all the
sure, we got
all the other
young
siblings
kids
playing.
And
yeah,
they're all playing sports. It's yeah, hard yeah. to do that. Okay. All right. Now, how about what's your favorite music?
Country. Yeah.
Country music.
I'm a country guy. Yeah.
Okay. So once in a while we get country music in the weight room. It's not often, a lot,
yeah,
but
not
once
often.
In a while we do. So how about TV?
Favorite TV? Yeah. I like The Sopranos. That was my favorite okay. TV of all time. Yeah.
Somebody else told us The Sopranos. In one of the shows too. I wonder if it's somebody
it's
you're
great.
Living with.
It's a good show.
Yeah. So who do you all live with?
Football wise, it's me, Ethan Kohler, Cooper Jordan, Zach Gillen, and Zach Libertor.
And Zach Libertor. Yeah. Okay. I wonder if it was Gillen who told us that. All right. Now how about did I ask you about favorite movie?
No.
What's your favorite movie?
That's hard. But probably Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what about teams? Are you a
Philly
guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything. Mm. Eagles, Phillies.
Eagles and Phillies the most. Yeah. It's hard to watch the Flyers now.
Well, they're playing.
They're coming back. They're playing
right
well
now.
This year.
Yeah.
They are.
We'll see if they can get it turned around. Yeah. And Sixers, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's yeah.
They've been frustrating the last yeah. couple of years. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to watch the NBA.
Yeah. It is hard to watch the NBA. Nobody really plays defense
yeah.
anymore. And our Phils took another chin last night, so they got to get one tonight. We got to pull out that seventh game. All right, now tell us something that people wouldn't know about you. You know, there's something they would be surprised to hear about you.
I like to cook.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you cook in the house?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And do the guys, like, eat it?
No. Usually I just cook for myself, but yeah. Me and Zach Gillen's a really good cook, too.
He is, too, huh?
So, yeah, I like to cook.
So what's your favorite thing that you cook?
I like to just do, like, different variations of chicken.
All
like,
right.
Yeah, that's probably, like, the easiest to cook now.
All right, so what is your favorite one? Favorite variation you like to do?
Chicken parm.
Chicken
I like
parm.
Making chicken parm, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Now, how about your favorite football memory?
I would say probably the recruiting process was nice. Like,
okay.
Like knowing how, like, schools, like, wanted you to come.
Yeah.
And then committing was awesome.
Made you
like,
feel good about
yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And just, like, high school, just, like, all those memories. They were nice. Yeah. Like, just looking back.
Yep. And now how about since you've been here and you've with all the guys and everything, how do you feel about Westchester right now?
I like Westchester, yeah. I mean, it's been a season. I love the guys. Like,
yeah.
There's never a dull moment. Like, we always hang out. Like, even when it's here or outside, it's always with football guys. So that's what I love about that.
Okay. All right. Now, how about Halloween coming up?
Yeah.
So will you go out on Halloween?
Yeah, we'll probably go out. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to be. It's tough. Last year, I was a shark.
You were a shark?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to be this year.
So how did that shark costume come about?
Well, so me and Ethan were trying to figure out how to do costumes, and he had two costumes. He had a shark and a banana. So he was
he had a shark costume.
Yeah, so he was the banana, and so I was the shark. Yeah. Okay.
What else? What else have you been in the past?
I was a good fella my senior year. Like a mob. I was a cheerleader in like when I was like in like third grade.
Sure.
That was funny with all my friends. And then the Sandlot. Me and my friends did the Sandlot. That was funny. Like we all like different characters. Yeah.
Did people know what you were when you did Sandlot?
Yeah.
They did. They got it right away.
Yeah. It's because we all look exactly like them. Because I was squints because I used to have glasses back in the day. So, yeah, that was funny.
That's pretty cool. Now, how about relationship status?
I have a girlfriend. Yeah.
You do? From high school?
Yeah, from high school. She goes to University of Tampa now.
She goes to Tampa?
Yeah.
So, how's that long-distance relationship going?
It's going. I mean, we did it. I mean, it's easier than people think. Okay. But it obviously sucks not seeing her.
It's easier now with cell phones and all that
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we call.
Be in contact with her all the time, so. All right, so tough loss Saturday, even though you played pretty good. We got to get back on track here against Lock Haven. So how are you feeling about things right now?
We just got to – I mean, we got 3 weeks left. We got to just – got to go out and win.
Yeah.
I think we have a good chance this week, but we got to figure stuff out.
Yeah, we just got to figure some things out.
Yeah.
That's definitely got to do. So we got a couple of weeks to get that done, so we got to get it done. Start now.
Yeah.
We got to get going. All right. All right, Robbie, good job, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, so looking ahead to Lock Haven and talking about getting people excited to get to play these next three games, how are you going to go about doing that?
Well, so Lock Haven's 4-4, just like we are. It's up at their place. They haven't beaten us in a long time, and they have not had a winning record in a long time. So they are high-flying right now. So they're pretty excited about playing football. And that's our challenge to our guys is they got to understand what they're getting themselves into this week. And we got to play at a high level to beat them. You know, of course, we have beaten them in the past a lot. But this team that we have right now has struggled against teams like Millersville and East Stroud that we have beaten on a regular basis. So this is going to be another one of those tests for us. You know, I'm hoping we just get our guys. We need to get a couple guys back from injury. That would help us a lot. That would kind of give our guys a boost a little bit. And then we just got to get up there and have them play hard. They're a different team. They've took a bunch of transfers in order to try to get better quicker. It sort of has worked. They got a couple of transfer quarterbacks in from Division I AA. They've got a couple of linemen in from Division I AA. They did a couple of good things to make their team better now. And they've been into every game. I mean, I think Kutztown beat them 7-3 last week. So, and Kutz is the leading the conference. So we know they can be a formidable opponent for us. So we got to go up there and play well. We haven't played well in a while. We played well the second half at Chip. We got to get a good full football game where we play well. And we only got a couple more to do that in, so we got to really go up there and try to get it going.
Big game for the Eagles against the Dolphins.
Very big game. Very big game. In so many ways, you saw, like, Jalen looked a little injured. Hopefully he's not, but he did look a little injured, and he got through the game. But you knew he wasn't himself, you know. But I'll tell you what, the play he made when he got out of trouble and found A.J., he didn't look injured on that play, and that was a heck of a football play because, truthfully, should have been sacked. Drive should have been over, and either the Eagles kicking a field goal or whatever, and he makes a play out of it, and all of a sudden they're on the one-yard line, and they score. So it's plays like that that he makes that turns the football game completely around. And he made a great play there. But you have to look at the Eagles' defense played against a great offensive football team. And pretty much shut them down.
Yeah, that last interception of theirs is a really, really big closer for it, I'd say.
And, you know, Tyreek Hill was having a good first half, and that was making me nervous because he looked like he was heading for a big game, but they shut him down in the second half. They made a couple adjustments and shut him down. So I think it's a big win for the Eagles because Miami was probably one of those teams, when you looked at it going down a stretch here, that could knock us off, you know. And really, when you look at the West, you got Kansas City, who right now, Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes remind me of the New England Tom Brady years when their whole conference was terrible and they would win every game in their conference. And that would solidify the home field throughout the playoffs for them. And so they never allowed to leave New England, and they win a bunch of Super Bowls doing that. So now Kansas City, the West is terrible. AFC West is not very good. So they never lose in the West. So that builds up their numbers to a point where they're going to have the home field advantage again, like they did the last couple of years. So they're never going to leave Kansas City. So as long as they kind of – Mahomes is there and the West is bad, it's going to look like the Tom Brady New England Patriots as far as who they have to go through in order to get to the Super Bowl. Now, that's what the Eagles have to get to. Now, unfortunately, at least Dallas is a solid team. All my coaches who like Dallas, I'm going to tell them, screw Dallas. We're going to kick their butt. But they at least give you a challenge. And at times, the Giants and the Commanders will give you a challenge. It's not a walkthrough like it was for a little while with Andy Reid. When Andy Reid was head coach and nobody in the East could do anything, that always got the Eagles hot, you know, deep in the playoffs because they had the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So I think we're going to get the home field advantage. I really do. I think beat Miami really helps us there. And then
the Commanders are up next right now.
Yeah, they are. They are. So we're going to win that game. And then it's just a matter of, you know, us being home, field advantage through the playoffs.
I like that.
There we go.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Inside the Huddle with Coach Bill Zwan.
That's me. And hopefully we'll play better next week.